All right, we welcome you back to Sports Talk. Even though it's crunch time, we lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline. Why? Why this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I've prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the draft day lightning round. Are you moving up? Are you moving down? You know they're gonna screw it up. Why you say? 'Cause they're the Browns.
Oh, we almost finished the third one. Wow. Yeah. All right.
Not bad on the spur of the moment.
A plus for effort.
Freestyle.
We'll say that. 1 year ago, I was asking you about who the Eagles would go with the number two.
Dead.
Oh boy. All right, 1 year ago we were talking about who the Eagles would go with number two, and it was Ovi versus Crosby in the playoffs round two. And if it's not just perfect that today is draft day and it's Ovi Crosby round three, just as it happened in 2009, the Pens got past the Caps in six games last year. Pens were halfway to another Stanley Cup. The Caps were the President Trophy's winners last season, just like this year. Braden Holtby won the Vezina Trophy and it led the NHL in wins the last two seasons, and this year led the NHL in shutouts. It's deja vu all over again. Washington losing in the East semis for the third straight year and second straight to Sidney Crosby's Penguins would be blank.
Finish that sentence again.
Washington losing in the East semis for the third straight year and the second straight year to Sidney Crosby's Penguins would be blank.
Devastating. I mean, that's like fold the franchise if they can't get past this year. This is one of those things that they become the next Cubs or the Bo Sox before 04. Devastating.
Once again, the Niners are an interesting spot in their draft, picking at number two. Assuming the Browns don't Browns things up, new GM John Lynch might be looking to take another Stanford Cardinal in Solomon Thomas, maybe a safety to run the center field as he did during his playing days, and they still need a QB, which is a good thing that they have 10 picks to work with. If you could give John Lynch some advice for the number two pick, what route would you have the team go? A, stick with the Stanford connection and go Solomon Thomas. B, stick with the safety connection and draft Jamal Adams. Or C, get even more picks and trade down. They've got 10. You could possibly trade with the Washington football franchise for Kirk Cousins still, as Washington could also use a star player at that spot in the draft.
Well, we have our deal where we're going to, on Monday, pick our three guys we think are going to have the best NFL careers.
Right.
At the top of my list is Jamal Adams.
Wow.
To me, it's like, if that guy stays healthy and doesn't have a really good NFL career, then that's a top five wrong that I could possibly be. I do like Thomas a lot, but man, Adams is one of those. It's just like, boy, you're a playa. So that's what I would go with Adams.
Niners can't go D-line again, can they? Solomon Thomas?
Three straight years?
When the Lions kept taking receivers. They took Charles Rogers, then Megatron, then Mike Williams. It's like, could we bring Earl McCullough out of retirement?
All right, rapid fire here for some draft questions. What percent chance do you give Christian McCaffrey being picked before Leonard Fournette?
Oof, I tell you what. I know there's a percentage it could happen. I don't agree with it. I like McCaffrey. I don't even know if I think he's worth a first-round pick. So 15%.
What percent chance do you give multiple quarterbacks going in the top 13 selections in the first round?
Woof. Did you hear me? I say woof. First of all, I'm going to stick with
multiple. So
Cleveland's
at least two.
Not that stupid. So they can't do it. I don't think there's really a quarterback need. Maybe the, L.A. Chargers picking. So you're thinking top 13, multiple quarterbacks.
At least two.
50%. I'm going 50-50. 100%.
I'm saying 100%. There's no way that doesn't happen.
All right. Over under 2.5 trades during today's first round.
Under.
Over under 1.5 Ohio State Buckeyes taken in the top 10.
Buckeyes. I have to cheat here a little bit.
Ohio State University.
The Jesus, you're a hook I forgot is probably going.
make that a new Tannenism, please. Oh my god.
So it was 1.5 in the top 10.
1.5 Buckeyes in the top 10.
I'm going under.
Again. over under 3.5 San Diego Chargers mentions during the entirety of the draft.
Whoa.
You almost got yourself with one earlier.
These guys, I think, are catching on. I'm going to go under again.
All right. With the draft being in Philly, who gets booed louder and longer, Commissioner Goodell or whoever the Eagles pick at 14?
Could it be a tie? I'll tell you what. If Philly picks a wide receiver or a weapon for Wentz, he'll get cheered. I actually believe that. And somebody was talking about they're in love with John Ross from Washington. So it's Philly. He's going to be out there more. I'm going with the commish.
All right. The LA Clippers have gone 5 seasons it has been 5 seasons since the Clippers have won less than 50 games. They are on the verge of their second straight first-round exit and their third in 5 years. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, J.J. Redick all have player options to be unrestricted free agents this offseason, and there's a feeling that the Clippers are going to end up having a complete roster turnover to end whatever is cursing the team. The Clippers moving Chris Paul and or Blake Griffin would be blank.
Oof. I think prematurely early is my answer. I think there's a wisdom to giving it another year because he and Griffin are still in their prime and they probably would be difficult to move financially.
And last one, the Mets lost again today. They have not had a lead in a baseball game in over 8 days. They're in last place in the NL East, 7 games behind the Nats. Teams that are also in the basement early this season are the Blue Jays, Royals, Mariners, and the AL. And then to complete the NL, the Pirates and the Giants. Of those 6 teams, which is more likely to turn things around and make the postseason?
Who was it? Toronto? The Pirates, I just think they are, what's the correct word? I think they're thin. I don't think they're a turn-it-around team. The Blue Jays, I thought would be better, but they're having trouble offensively. The Royals aren't going to turn it around. The Mariners aren't going to turn it around. I actually think they'll heal up, and the Mets probably have the best chance of turning it around. And that is the lightning round, the final one of April 2017.